Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa, goopa. Howdy.
Hello.
You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is part two of our Halloween special. We've done it over 2 weeks. Didn't want to do it all in one go. Thought that would be too efficient. So what we've done is, I had so much Halloween music I wanted to play, we couldn't fit it into last week's show, so we're doing it this week as well. Sounds like a deal?
Yep.
Last week, we finished with a song by The Grave Men. This week, we're starting with a song by The Grave Men. Listening to Project Marv underneath us, thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Grave Men and a track from their latest album available on Dirty Water Records called Digging Graves. As if you weren't sure, it being a Halloween special, I'm not going to muck about, it's Digging Graves to get us going. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Grave Men's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Grave Men.
It is indeed. It's Tony Warren, Paulie B and Internet Nil. I imagine, Tony, that you'll be wondering, as have our avid listeners been, about why we gave them no Halloween facts last week.
Well, why was that?
Because I was saving them for this week, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween is nuts. And Halloween is nuts around the world. I'm doing this in two parts, right? This is part one of my weird Halloween. Because I think I went on about the Norwegians last year, didn't I?
Yes.
I think I concentrated on the Norwegians last year.
Okay.
This year I'm branching out. For example, some Halloween facts. The Welsh and Celtics believe that the soul of the dead relatives visit their living loved ones every 31st of October. Thus we celebrate All Souls Day. The Celtics wear masks and costumes, though the spirit of their loved ones cannot recognise them. I think that's a bit harsh.
Yeah.
You go to all the trouble to come back from the dead to say hello, and the bastards don't want to see you. That's bang out of order. However, you are out of order to this. Teng Che, or Chinese Halloween, is not celebrated right now. It's celebrated on the first week of July in the lunar calendar up to July 14th. The Chinese people believe that in 2 weeks' time from them, the underworld gate will open. They believe that the spirits or souls are wandering around and looking for substitutes so they could go back to the living world again. Now that is worth disguising yourself for. right? If you're concerned that these lost spirits are going to come and just find your body, that's when you want to get dressed up. Not when they just come and say hi. During Tancheri celebration, food and water are offered in front of the pictures of dead relatives. They light lanterns so the spirit can see the path returning to Earth. This celebration is also called the Feast of Hungry Ghosts. More facts later. Okay. I'm going to get on with the next song, mate. This is the Punky Radio Halloween Special Part 2. We're not mucking about. This next track is from an album called Here Come the Meat Robots by a brilliant band called Dragster of UK fame. Where are Dragster from? Can't remember.
Coventry,
that's right, yeah. They are the finest band to come out of Coventry, in my opinion, since the Specials. How about that?
Nice.
That is high praise indeed. Great album, this. We've played a lot off it, but I don't think we've played this one before. What I know is, Tony, what is Dragster's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Dragster.
No, I thought you'd remember that.
Dragster Suicide.
Yeah, MySpace.com/Dragster Suicide. Paul will be the Internet 1, Tony 1, Johnny Massacre. Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dragster. Now, I've got a bit of a problem here on this part two Halloween special. Have you got any Facebook or Podcast Alley comments?
No.
That's a bugger, isn't it? You're going to explain how people should be getting those comments to us?
Yeah. Please do. As mentioned last week, it's the end of the month now, so 1st of November today. So please do get your votes in for us. Easy way to do this, go to punkyradio.com. The top of the screen is important, please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment, if so wish. So read them out. That's for Podcast Alley. Alternatively, if you're more of the Facebook persuasion, please leave us a Facebook comment on our wall. Search for Punky Radio. It's the radio station page that comes up. Click on that, like our page, and leave us a comment on our wall. Either way would be great. And if you don't like either of those, or if you've been feeling especially keen, please do review us at iTunes. Really quite important. A few reviews make a massive amount of difference. And please do it. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up iTunes with our music store page where you can review us. You will need to log in. It's all free. Review us, 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read out your reviews. More important, if you're in the US, please do get them in as soon as possible, because I want to read out the US iTunes reviews soon. So get
yes. And if you are listening on one of the internet radio stations, you will be aware it is not in fact November the 1st, but it is now, sort of, if you see what I mean.
When we're recording it, kind of.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, the next song we're going to play, Tony, in my opinion, is one of the greatest songs ever done. Turn your speakers up and stab your dad. This is Alien Sex Fiend, Dead and Buried. That was Alien Sex Fiend, Tony, originally from the album Acid Bath, but I've got it on a best of Dead and Buried. By the way, I didn't mean it when I said stab your dad. Okay. I just thought I'd better check that out. I want to calm myself. On no account am I encouraging you to stab your parents. Treat them nicely. Maybe give them some leftover pumpkin pie or something. You're listening to Midnight Configuration on these right now. Thanks for being such a great job of the beds this week, Tony. I realise I have not updated the beds from last week. Oh, spooky Halloween, spooky. But Midnight Configuration are the perfect band to be listening to under this as I go into Weird Halloween Celebrations Part 2. Part 2 of our Weird Halloween Celebrations takes us to Vu Lan in Vietnam. It's the Feast of the Dead. And weird, because it's also Vietnamese Mother's Day.
Is it?
Thinking of not having your parents, yeah. Vu Lan, or Ulan Bana Festival, is also known as the Amnesty of Unquiet Spirit, held every seventh month of the lunar calendar. So it's again in July. It's believed to be the spirit month. Ulambana, or Bon Festival, the Feast of All Souls in Mahayana Buddhism, is celebrated on the seventh full moon of the lunar calendar as a way of honouring the dead. Perfect for kids to give your mum a big bar of chocolate for Mother's Day and then say trick or treat and have it back. You don't want to get that in the wrong order. And now for something really weird. I take you, Tony, to Odo Festival in Nigeria.
Okay.
Owls are said to bring bad news in Nigeria, or death messages, and owls are killed in this country. But some people try to save the owls and try to change the beliefs in Africa. All Souls Day in Igbo Nigeria, or Odo Festival, marks the return of Odo, the dead, to their living friends and relatives. The festival observes rituals and feasts to welcome the spirit of the dead and returning to the world of spirits. They believe that some souls stay for 6 months or more here on Earth, and when the souls depart, it would be an emotional affair because they will not visit again in 2 years' time. 6 months? You're taking a piss. Imagine having a dead relative just hanging around for 6 months. At least it's through winter. Imagine it through summer. Dad! Grandma's starting to really smell. Mind you, I suppose it'd keep the flies off your beer. There we go, some Halloween facts for you. Now we're into song four. Now, as usual, we're now going to play 2 tracks in a row. Listen out to Kitty in a Casket and Horror Express. But before you do, next track's by Torment. This is from their album Cyclops Carnival, which is available via Raucous Records. What I want to know, Tony, is what is Torment's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Torment.
No, MySpace.com/Torment1. Probably be an internet 221. And while we're here, what is Alien Sex Fiend's official website?
AlienSexFiend.co.uk.
No, asf-13thmoon.demon.co.uk. 13th is 13th moon.demon.co.uk. Probably be an internet 3. Tony 1. This is Nightmare.
slow-mo pogo.
That was Kitty in a Casket, Tony, from the album Horror Express. That was, in fact, Horror Express. You're listening to Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got a gig guide for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide. Pathetic.
Again, 12 Bar Club, Denmark Street in London, the weekend's gigs. This Friday, 4th of November, TV Smith, Eastfield, Space Wasters, Garden Gang and Emergency Bitter. It's a London Calling night on a Friday
and
night.
It's a very good punk rock lineup there as well. TV Smith from the adverts, I think.
How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Oh, yes.
Saturday night, 5th of November, Special Move, Death Scores, Ratface, Crippler, Court Cinema, Seruction Records night.
It is, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Do you think Death Skulls get a lot of gigs other times of year?
Maybe.
Fantastic. I was hoping that one of the gigs this weekend would feature one of my favourite horror bands, Necro Sadistic Goat Torture, but clearly, unfortunately, not.
Yeah.
£6.
It is.
Yes.
Yep. And finally, Sunday, 6th of November, Gwyn Ashton and Seth Fagosia. Also known as Doofus. How much do you think that is?
Oh, I don't know. £5.
£6.
Oh, no! Should have stuck with it. Does that conclude Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar? But it doesn't conclude the section, because now it's time for Paulie's International Gig Guide Shadows. I'm so excited about this, and I'm going to tell you all about it right now. Our good friends, the Dark Shadows, formerly Bridget Hanley and the Dark Shadows, are currently on a world tour. and they started off in Tokyo. Now they're all over Europe, and I'll be going to one of the gigs, and I'm going to give you the information right now. It's an all-female vocals night at the Hideaway in Archway, and the website for that is thehideawaybar.co.uk, between Archway and Tufnell Park tube stations. And it features Australian all-girl punk noir trio, The Dark Shadows. I'm glad they're now being called punk noir, because I wasn't really very comfortable with them being called psychobilly. They just sort of looked a bit psychobilly, but they weren't really that. I think they're sort of dark, indie, catchy, brilliance. But anyway, there's a quote here from Static Magazine Germany. So excuse possible grammatical errors. Take gentle and dark melodies, combine them with loud and fast punk rock, add some sound of guitars, and believe me, the results will throw you for a loop. You will find yourself in a delirium you can't or just don't want to escape. That is The Dark Shadows. Absolutely right into it. They are supported by female-fronted gypsy jazz swing rock and roll outfit, the Veronas from Essex, who we played on the show as well. And I know two members of the band, so I'm really looking forward to seeing them as well. And London's own garage rock and roll combo, Deadbeat. It's £5 in advance, £7 on the door. Details on where to get advance tickets. Go to the website, thehideawaybar.co.uk, and you will find out all about that. I'll be there. And that is, sorry, I haven't said the date, have I? That's on Tuesday, November the 8th. And if you are around, do come down. I'll be there. One or two other people are going to be there as well. Rob Tyler from Restless is going to be coming down as well, and a few of my mates coming down. I think there's going to be quite a crowd for this one. I'm really, really looking forward to it. If you are coming down, make sure you get an advance ticket, just to be on the safe side. Right, next track, and of course, oh sorry, that concludes Paulie's International Guide Shadows. So it would make sense to play a Dark Shadows track right now, wouldn't it? Of course it would, yes. This is from their new EP, which is called 1111, and it's got six tracks on it. We've played Ice Bar off it the other week. We've also played Written in the Snow and Blame, I think, or Line of Sight. We haven't played the track we're about to play. Anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, what is the Dark Shadows website?
TheDarkShadows.com.
No, darkshadows.com.au, which makes it put in internet four, Tony, one? Yeah.
Five,
and what?
One? Oh, yeah, 4-1.
No, 4-1, because I haven't asked you the Facebook page for Kitty in a Casket yet. What do you think that is?
Facebook.com/Kitty in a Casket.
It is, which makes it poorly be in the internet four, Tony, two. This is The Dark Shadows and Dark Shadow.
Thank you. lots of dreams. I said, come with me, give me your hand. Now your life's over and I'm in command. If you come my way, you gotta do what I say. I'm king of this castle and you can't get away. So now you're here with me for eternity. So get used to it, get down on your knees.
That was Dark Shadow by the Dark Shadows. Dark Shadow. I have a feeling I'm going to see Simon Knott from People Like You Records and Simon Says down as well. Looking forward to seeing him. Top bloke. This is the Rich Morton Sound on these right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You doing anything this weekend? The bonfire night?
Ooh, don't know, actually. You might try and find one.
That'd be sensible, wouldn't it?
Would be, wouldn't it? Yes.
So, yes, I won't get the chance to see one, but there will be fireworks where I'm going, my friend. That is a very smooth link, yeah. Because I'm doing the Comedy Cafe on Thursday, Friday and Saturday this week, which is on Rivington Street, nearest Chief, Old Street Chief. Always a good lineup down there, always good fun. I always look forward to seeing Noel Faulkner, the guy who runs it. He's an absolutely brilliant bloke. And then on Sunday, I'm doing Downstairs at the King's Head, which is one of my favourite gigs ever. And that's in Crouch End, so I've got a very sort of northeast London feel to my week this week. As I say, then after that, next week I'll be going to see Bridget Hanley on the 8th, but that's about that. If you're in the London area, if you fancy coming down to one of those shows, it will be lovely to see you. Right, on with the next track, shall we?
Okay. Yep.
I love the Reverend Beatman. He is a top man, and he runs a record label called Voodoo Rhythm Records. And the biggest artists on Voodoo Rhythm Records are fronted by Reverend Beatman himself and are called The Monsters. Their new album, Pop Up Yours, is out right now on said Voodoo Rhythm Records. Tony, while we're here... I'll wait until afterwards here. This is track 2 from the album. We have played already... I think, what was that?
That was me leaning back in my chair slightly.
Oh, I thought you went... Right, fair enough. We played a track of this already, can't remember which one. I think we played Blues for Joe. Anyway, this album is proper nonsense. Very, very good album indeed. Do check out Voodoo Rhythm Records to find out more about the Monsters. In the meantime, this is the track 7 on Halloween Special Part 2 already. This is Blow On Mau Mau.
Oh!
That was the Monsters, Tony, and Blow on Mau Mau. What I want to know is, what is their website?
TheMonstersMusic.com.
No, themonsters.ch. They are a Swiss band. That makes Paulie B and the Internet 5, Tony 2, or is it 6-1? Yeah, 5-2.
Yeah.
Now, have you got a twat?
I don't. No.
You better run through this again. We're running low again, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's more twat around.
I suspect there is, yeah. After the dizzying heights of having a twat last week, we're back downtown now. Please do email a twat. There must be some out there. I'm convinced of the fact. I've spoke to several today. So please do email me for your nominations. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Type your email, is a twat. All twats reply to, with thanks. So, in lieu of a twat, and because it's bonfire night to come up this weekend.
Yeah, that's right, because the thing about this country, Britain, is that we have two celebrations 2 weeks in a row, don't we? That we celebrate Halloween, and then the week after we celebrate Guy Fawkes Night, aka Bonfire Night. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so we've got a few facts about Guy Fawkes, and here we go. So it's very much a UK thing, isn't it? So here's some
information. It is exclusively a UK thing.
Yeah. So Guy Fawkes, or Guido Fawkes, as he liked to be known, was born in
Guido Fawkes.
Guido.
Sorry. Yeah.
Was born in Stonegate in 1570 in York and educated at St. Peter's School. Fact 2. Guy Fawkes converted to Catholicism when he was about 16. At the time, religious teaching was dictated by the Church of England and would not tolerate Roman Catholicism. Therefore, it was difficult for followers of the Catholic faith to worship freely in England. Guy Fawkes and the members of the Gunpowder Plot were all Catholics, and the plot was a response to the repression they experienced. Another reason for wanting to kill the king was that King James I was Scottish. Up to 1603...
That's a good reason.
Up to 1603, England and Scotland were ruled as two separate nations with two different monarchs. After the death of Queen Elizabeth I, King James, who was then King James VI of Scotland, was next in line to the throne of England. Therefore, he became the first monarch to rule both nations, a situation which would later go on to create what is now the United Kingdom. Many English people opposed being under the rule of the Scot, so the Gunpowder Plot would have put an end to that. Although Guy Fawkes wasn't the main conspirator in the Gunpowder Plot, he probably had one of the most important roles. A cellar below the House of Parliament was rented by the members of the plot, and it was filled with 36 barrels of gunpowder. There was enough gunpowder that it would have completely destroyed the building and caused damaged buildings within a 1 mile radius. Guy Fawkes was in charge of guarding the gunpowder, and if he hadn't been caught, would have been the person that lit it. It is claimed that although there was enough gunpowder to cause quite considerable damage, the gunpowder had actually decayed, and if it had been lit, would not have exploded.
Oh.
Yeah. And during his involvement in the Gunpowder Plot, Fawkes called himself John Johnson, and when he was arrested, that's what name he gave. And despite being involved...
And interestingly, before you go any further, John Johnson is the drummer with Krongen. And he's my mate, JJ. Next time I see him, he's getting it Guy Fawkes style, I tell you.
Nice. Despite being involved in what is basically a terrorist plot, Guy Fawkes was named the 30th Greatest Briton in a poll conducted by the BBC in 2002.
That's ridiculous.
Shortly after being discovered, Fawkes was taken to the King's bedchamber to explain why he wanted to kill him and blow up Parliament. Fawkes calmly answered that he regarded the King as a disease, since he'd been excommunicated by the Pope. He also explained that he needed such a huge quantity of gunpowder to blow you Scotch beggars back to your own native mountains.
He's growing on me.
Under torture, it took up to 4 days for Guy Fawkes to admit to his part in the Gunpowder Plot and gave names of other people involved in it. His signature on the written confession after torture, which is still held in the National Archives, was very faint and weak. A signature on a confession written 8 days later shows his name, which he clearly wrote as Guido, much more clearly. Fawkes and the other people involved in the Gunpowder Plot were tried on January 31st, 1606, and then hung, drawn and quartered in the Old Palace Yard in Westminster. Contrary to popular belief, Fawkes wasn't thrown onto a bonfire, but only happens to straw dummies made of him since. And finally, nowadays many people tend to refer to a man as a guy. Originally, guy was a term for an ugly, repulsive person. In reference to Guy Fawkes, straw effigies made of Guy Fawkes and are thrown onto bonfires to remember the Gunpowder Plot, but also known as guys. Over time, guy began to be used as a term for a man, possibly as a half-bent insult, and is a word in common usage today.
That is a very interesting last fact. I didn't know that that was where you got the phrase for a bloke guy from.
Apparently.
I now need to find out where you got the phrase bloke from, I realise. So, anyway, seeing as we haven't got a twat as such...
Yeah.
And he was a bit of a twat...
Yeah.
Should we call Guy Fawkes a twat this week?
I think
because the outcome of everything he did is that all we do is once a year we set off a load of fireworks and burn effigies of Catholics.
Yeah.
So it didn't really work out the way he planned it, did it?
Not really.
Just making a bit of a twat. So I'm thinking you could maybe say, because you've got his name.
Yeah, I know where he's from.
And you know what he did.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's have our first historical twatting for quite some time.
So, for nearly blowing up or failing to blow up the House of Parliament, Guy Fawkes from St. Peter's School in York, well, from Stonegate in York,
is a twat. I wasn't expecting to do that. It was marvellous. If you have an historical twat, or indeed any form of twat at all, do email tony@punkyradio.com. Tiny email is a twat. I know what you're thinking on this Halloween special, though, Tony. Something's awry here. Something's amiss. We've missed something out. You're right. We haven't done Comedy Suburbs yet. Just before the last song, let's get that right now. This from Murphy the Yeti, who we also heard from last week, sent me this little joke through. If you have an idea for a joke or a joke you've heard or one you think's really funny that you'd like me to read out on the show, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email, Comedy Suburbs, as Murphy the Yeti did this week, and it follows. My young daughter asked me this morning, Daddy, what were you and Mummy doing in the bedroom last night? I could hear a buzzing noise, then Mummy started to scream. Nothing, darling, I replied. It was then I burst out laughing as my wife walked down the stairs with half her shaved head. Yeti. Right. Nice one. Thanks very much. So, last track this week, and this is a curio.
Okay.
This is from a compilation album called Spirit of the Cramps, selections from the vinyl stack of Lux and Ivy. And it's by a recording artist called Bob McFadden and Dawe. And do go on the Wikipedia page for Bob McFadden. It's really fascinating stuff. What I want to know is, what is Bob McFadden and Dawe's website?
BobMcFadden.com.
Nah, nothing.
Nah.
Nothing. So you lose by default, huh? Okay. You're pulling the internet six, Tony, too. This song is absolutely ridiculous. This is from 1950-something. Very odd. It's rumoured, actually, as a fact, it's rumoured that Bill Haley and the Comets were the backing band on this song.
Mm.
See what you think of it after you've heard it. It just makes me laugh. This is The Mummy.
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh yeah. Like, help.
down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's ridiculous, Tony.
Yes.
I love the end bit though with the beatnik. He's going, oh yeah, I don't care, man. Yeah, so what? Yeah, just chill out. Yeah, I don't care. Fuck you, mummy. Fuck you. You're listening to The Scourge underneath at the end. So I know a lot of people ask us what song is playing at the end of the show. It's by a band called The Scourge. The song is called Bunch of Can'ts. And I will have very exciting Scourge news possibly next week, possibly the week after. But not only are they recording new material at the moment, they're recording one very special song indeed, which I shall tell you about maybe next week or the week after. Right now, though, thanks to everyone who listens to us on the show, there's some things we'd like you to do. Just run through it again, will you, Tom?
Yeah, primarily, please do review us at iTunes. A few reviews make a massive amount of difference. Please do it. Takes about a moment. Easiest way to do this, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up the music store where you can review us. Just log in, review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. Most importantly, if you're on the US as well, because I want to read your reviews out soon, so please do get them in. Alternatively, please don't forget to vote for us at Podcast Alley or leave us a Facebook comment on our wall. Search for Punky Radio on Facebook or follow the instructions on Punky Radio for Podcast Alley.
Perfectly done. With any luck, I'll see one or two of you either at the Comedy Cafe over the next few days or at downstairs at the King's Head on Sunday. Hope you enjoy the bonfire weekend if you're in the UK, and if you don't, try and get hold of some fireworks and maybe set one off in memory of Guido Fawkes. Punky Radio's Halloween Part 2 historical twat. I'm hoping to pull a cracker this weekend.
And
maybe damp my squib. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Kaboom! Kaboom! Kaboom!
Bunch of guns! Bunch of guns, yeah!